This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We will do our best to try to work your calls and thoughts in here. That is generally the point of Free Talk Live. But when we're live on location at the Liberty Forum, as we are here tonight from Manchester, New Hampshire's Radisson Hotel, when we are live here, then we always like to talk to some of the special guests and the liberty-minded folks that are here on site, because it's rare that we actually have people physically in our studio. So it's nice to get to talk to other people for once. And so we're going to continue doing that. We'll also tell you more about the event, which is happening through the weekend. It's not too late for you to come out. Today was the first of two big days. Tomorrow will be the biggest of the two days, with Edward Snowden being the keynote speech.
Early in the morning, actually, which is a correction from what we thought. We originally thought 4 p.m. It's now officially 11 a.m.
All right, so if you're going to be partying tonight and you want to see Edward Snowden, make sure you get out of bed in time for this one. And I'll be actually on a media panel in the morning as well.
We both will.
That's right. And Joel Valenzuela will be there. Bill Allman, Biker Bill, is joining us. So that should be good. And it's called the Be the Media panel. So we'll hopefully give you something useful on how you can be lowly paid or completely unpaid libertarian media. In fact, our next guest might know a thing or two about that, Tatiana Moroz. She's not just a singer and artist, a songwriter, but also you host your own radio show or your own internet show. Tatiana, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Very happy to be here today.
And it's called The Tatiana Show.
Yes, it's a very creative name for the show.
And how long have you been at it?
Probably about 6 months, maybe a little bit longer.
So tell me, what inspired you to do this? Given that there's a plethora of liberty-oriented shows out there, what made you think, all right, I need to have my own show?
Well, the team over at Liberty.me had invited me on, and they, you know, really pushed me into it. And I think that sometimes, you know, I've ventured off a little bit more into Bitcoin. Sometimes Bitcoin can be hard to understand, and I think that you need that non-technical perspective. So I infuse my kind of Bitcoin stuff with Liberty, but then I also kind of make it so a normal person that isn't necessarily technically inclined can participate.
So how do you define a normal person?
Somebody who doesn't understand computers and spend time in front of them all day other than on Facebook.
And so you did this, you created the show. It's a once a week podcast.
It's a video thing. And then first we air it on Liberty.me. Then we lift the audio and we put it onto LTB. And now I'm going to be carried by you guys.
LTB being the, what is that?
Let's Talk Bitcoin.
Let's Talk Bitcoin. Thank you for that. And you'll be picked up by LRN.FM. We're just got to do some technical stuff behind the scenes. So hopefully not this weekend, but maybe sometime next week we'll get to that. So that's coming
soon.
Yeah,
I'm super excited about that.
So I've actually got a question about the video, because I had this thought when I was talking with somebody recently about, you know, we need to have more Liberty video on, like, public access television. So one of the requirements for being on public access is that you can't have commercials in the show. So does your show have commercials in the middle of it?
No, we don't have any commercials. It's just like a
You're doing it for the love of it, huh? That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could probably get some sponsors and stuff, but I haven't really focused on that.
And now from sort of a aspect of intellectual property, you know, because you are a media creator, as am I and as is Ian, what are your thoughts on intellectual property if somebody wanted to download the video and put it on community access television?
That I don't really mind about, but actually we just had John Light on the show a couple weeks ago with my co-host, Josh Shigala from Volturo. And we ended up talking about IP and got a little spirited. And we're actually going to go in and do another show, because as an artist, I want to make sure that I don't have to starve to death. Mm. And so I care about IP, but there have been some pretty compelling arguments to free that up. So I think that's an ongoing journey into understanding. I'm not fully, you know, but with my Tatiana show, I don't care at all. It's more for my music that I'm concerned.
So who's John Light? You mentioned his name. I'm not familiar with him.
John Light has this Raspberry Pi thing. It's called bitseed.org. He's more of a Bitcoin guy. He used mm-hmm. to work on Adam Kokesh's show a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now yeah, really smart guy. Familiar. Really cool.
Cool. So the Tatiana Show, which one can go to Tatiana Moroz, TatianaMoroz. Although I'm sure if you try Googling it, there probably aren't too many other Tatiana Moroz's in the world.
Probably not.
TatianaMoroz.com, which one could also go to if one wanted to hear some of your songs and the music that that you produce, I imagine.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. This year I'm going to put out a new album, and I've kind of been sitting on it because I didn't have any money, and, you know, I don't want to put out another record with no money. It doesn't really do anything. And not that I have money now, but we really fleshed out the artist coin idea, and instead of just putting out an album like, oh, look, it's another singer summer, who cares? Mm-hmm. I think announcing it in tandem with an artist coin that can be adapted for other artists and a larger business makes a little bit more sense, because then it's a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, artist coin, what does that mean? Again, let's keep it down to someone who barely even understands Bitcoin, which is a decentralized internet currency that cuts out governments and banks from the picture of money. What is an artist coin?
So this was an experiment that we did a couple years ago. It was the first ever artist cryptocurrency, and it derives its value from the content that I create. So there are a few different problems. Number one, Facebook and all the other social media platforms now make you pay to reach your fans, which is completely not the point of having social media. If artists had money to pay to reach their fans, they would, you know, just pay that money. Perfect example, we put up my cover of Masters of War, which is, you know, one of my most popular covers or songs, period. Mm-hmm. And it reached 38 people. It was only shown to 38 people in 3 days. And I have 6,000 likes.
Yeah, okay, right.
You know, so that's just ridiculous.
That's insulting.
So the other half of it is that with crowdfunding, it's very limited, right? You can't, you know, if you give me $25, I give you a T-shirt, and that's the end of the relationship. Whereas if you give me $25, I'll give you back $25 worth of Tatiana coin, and you could use that at any time during the rest of my career. You can give out some of it to your friends if you want to promote me, you think I'm great, you want to tell them. And, you know, it kind of goes on from there. But basically, we're trying to solve the two main problems for artists, money and fans. And how do we cut out all the middlemen so artists don't have to starve to death? And maybe they don't have to worry about IP anymore.
And there have been some middlemen cut out in the world of creating music. Certainly now you don't need a record company to make an album, right? So how do you handle that? I mean, do you produce your own product, you know, or is there somebody you've signed with?
Well, you know, I think that that's an interesting question. I think that there's a lot of, hubbado or whatever about being an indie artist. But if you're an indie artist, that means that you have to have money. You have to manage your career.
Studio, right.
Right. You need to rent a studio. You need to manage your career. You need to manage your social media. All of a sudden, you have 10 other jobs.
Yeah, sure.
And
you just want to play music, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what I find is a real issue for me. So that's why as we develop the artist coin concept, okay, so artists will now be able to fund themselves through their fans, but then offer additional services. So, you know how Macklemore put out his record? He paid for it himself, and then instead of signing with the label, he just hired the really good label people, and he kept everything that he owned because of that. Mm. So I think that we can replicate that in a way that anybody can access it, and this way an artist can actually focus on what they're good at, because I'm pretty good with business, but I don't think that everybody is, and I don't think that every musician has to be a good business person in order to be a good musician.
And you're involved with a group called Same Side Entertainment, so do they do any sort of promotion work for you?
So one, I actually started Same Side Entertainment a while ago, and I did that right after the Liberty Movement because I thought, you know, it's hard to put on an event. It's really hard to figure out who you're going to have speak and everything like that. So it was basically like a talent agency where we would have everybody coming in. What I didn't anticipate was such a dip in the Liberty Movement after Ron Paul. You know, there's the hardcore people here. Yeah, everybody got really burnt out. So it didn't end up really growing as much as I could, and I just didn't have the bandwidth. But it's always something that I think is important, and the impetus for it is to not, I mean, obviously I'm libertarian, borderline anarchist, somewhere in the middle there, right? But I think that you know, it's important to educate people. It's important to people to bring people together from different.
Yeah, you've got to be able to reach out. And I think music does that better than anything else as far as making connections with people with different perspectives.
Music is the universal language.
Yeah, exactly. They'll hear the music first and then maybe the message later. Tatiana, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Folks should check out your show, The Tatiana Show, at TatianaMorose.com.
Thanks, guys.
We're here at the Liberty Forum. We got time for you if you want to join us. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And that's 855-450-3733. Our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. You can download episodes, archives. If you missed last night's show, for instance, just go and download it. It's free, like all of our shows over at freetalklive.com. So thank you to everybody, by the way, who came out here tonight to watch us. Feel free to give yourselves a round of applause. That way our listeners at home know that we're not BSing them, and that there actually are people here. When there are other things going on here tonight, I'm not sure exactly what's happening. I think the dinner is going on right now.
Dinner's going on right now. There's also a Trigger the Move party at a private club that is happening at this time as well, going until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
This is actually a big night for the dinner crowd. There's the State of the Free State Project speech that's going on right now or in 10 minutes from now. And I believe there's going to be something big happening there involving Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. But that's probably all I'm offering.
President of life.
That's probably all I'm authorized to say beyond that point. So let's get into our next guest, who I've been waiting eagerly to have on the show in person because, you know, he's a pretty darn good entertaining guy in my experience in the time we've had him on the show. We had him on last time after Keenvention to talk about his activism with what was at that time Free Uber being arrested for civil disobedience. That case is still working its way through the court system. We could talk about all of those things with Christopher David. But he's no longer with Free Uber, necessarily. I mean, that's sort of something that's in your past at this point, Chris. You are taking on Uber now. You're no longer trying to help Uber. You're trying to eviscerate them with Arcade City. And Tatiana was wondering what Arcade City is. So for our listeners at home and here in the audience, what is it?
The short answer is ride sharing for the people, or that's the tagline. We're building a decentralized Uber using blockchain technology. But the longer-term vision is to build a distributed logistics network on the blockchain that can be used by service providers, whether they're selling rides, whether they're selling delivery services, emergency services, whatever they want to sell in a trusted environment where there's a trusted reputation system and people able to find each other and have all the logistics of that puzzled out.
This has blown up. I mean, for listeners who are maybe just tuning in for the first time tonight, I was shocked by this. I mean, my business has grown slowly over a decade, more than a decade, and I've never seen growth like what has been happening in Arcade City. And you wanted to recruit 100 drivers. It was your goal. It was actually in the middle of January when you really kind of announced this thing publicly. You announced that you wanted to release the app on February 14th, which you did, which is a huge accomplishment. So anyone who's ever worked with software knows it's impossible to meet a release date for most software developers. You did it, which is awesome. But really what was more impressive was the fact that you wanted to get to 100 drivers, and you figured they'd mostly be in, like, New Hampshire and the surrounding areas. You ended up getting, what was it, 1,300 in 2 weeks or something like that? Give me the numbers, because it was crazy.
Yeah, January 6th, we thought it would be kind of like an uphill goal, a lofty goal to recruit 100 drivers by the end of January. We ended up signing up 1,800 by end of January and had to, like, close the process down.
You had too many.
Up. Yeah, we had too many. We just reopened it 2 days ago and have had another 1,000 sign up just in the past 48 hours. So
Wow. So these are sign ups that are coming from the existing drivers mostly, right? Like, they're recruiting the drivers they know in their marketplaces.
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, we have like a referral thing, so people have like a referral link. So a lot of people are just kind of promoting it, but also just word has kind of spread organically that there is an alternative to Uber. And so we have people on our Facebook page like, why can't I get in? Let me in.
It's like, people want to ride with Arcade City, and it's kind of early on the app. I don't know if you would call it an alpha, but it's at the very least a beta. It's kind of in the testing phase. There's bugs being ironed out, but you guys are updating this app like at least once a day, if not more than once a day.
Yeah, 15 app updates in the past 5 days.
That's a lot.
Adding stuff. The team that we have is just absolutely amazing, and you know, we're not even in the App Store yet. It'll be about 3 days till we're in the App Store. Right now it's just a direct download from our site, but that hasn't stopped people from just getting rides even before we launched officially on February 14th. I mean, just kind of on the same concept that we did in our successful soft launch in Portsmouth, where we just like put the word out that we were taking donation rides from people. We've had people do that exact same thing. I mean, there's the biggest most built-up regional chapter that we have right now in Midland, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge because Uber just pulled out of Midland 2 weeks ago.
Due to regulatory issues.
Yep, the city council wanted them to fork over a list of all of their drivers. Uber said no, they pulled out. We had a few drivers signed up in Midland. They said, hey, we're just going to start taking rides right now. They turned their regional Facebook group into a request a ride Facebook group. They got 300 people, locals, in that group in 2 days. They've been giving donation rides, just kind of like...
So 300 riders.
300, mostly riders,
wow,
joined. They've been on the local news there.
How did they do it? I mean, how did they... when you're an Uber driver, you don't necessarily connect with the person who you're giving a ride to unless that's your intention. And if Uber wasn't in operation, how did they network so effectively? Do you have any idea? Like, how do you do that?
Yep, there are... people who they just at their own expense have made up flyers, have made up business cards, have
so
just
old
gone
school,
around
hitting the streets.
To bars,
okay.
Yep, just hitting the streets. And some of these people have you know previously driven for Uber, so they have people, and like we have people right now who are still driving for Uber day to day, but every single customer they're like Arcade City.
Yeah.
And there's 123,000 people in Midland, Texas.
That's a decent sized marketplace.
Yeah. So that's more than in Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's right. And Midland's getting interesting now because the reason Uber left was due to the regulatory situation there. It looks like we're seeing kind of a repeat, at least to some extent so far, of what happened in Portsmouth with the free Uber thing, where you ended up getting arrested on charges of basically wiretapping is what they claim, recording allegedly a guy on the side of the road, a bouncer who is pro-taxi, who was threatening you and calling the police on you when you were driving for Uber because Uber was illegal at the time in Portsmouth, but they were still operating there, whereas in Midland, Uber has left the area. It's a fairly heavy regulatory environment, and already Arcade City's making headlines there. They were on the television news in Midland, or I think it was earlier this week, and you posted that on the Arcade City Facebook page, the clip from that. What's happening there?
So the drivers have been just awesome about getting the word out and have attracted the attention of the local media. They've been on multiple of the local media stations there, the local Fox affiliate, the local CBS affiliate. Just yesterday, they were on the local Univision affiliate, so we're still looking for a Spanish translator who can help us translate that clip. But
Fiverr.com is your friend.
Okay. There is the city official who's like been kind of in charge of dealing with Uber is now like has reached out to our drivers there, has invited them into City Hall to talk with the city attorney, and it's now this entire like legal situation as they're now like we need to look at the legalities of Arcade City and these illegal rides. It's like,
well, they want to get money.
Of course. but we actually have kind of a playbook to hand to these drivers of, hey, here's how you actually deal with a city. Here's how you actually, I think in Portsmouth we made them back down. Since Uber Grandma, they haven't pulled over or cited a single Uber driver.
But probably. Uber Grandma is facing $3,500 in fines right now.
They wanted to make an example of her because they've literally pulled her over like 12 times and they've written her up 4 times.
Is she going to be here this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, she'll be here tomorrow.
Can you stick with us for a little bit?
Yep.
All right, one more segment here with Christopher David. He's the proprietor behind Arcade City. And if you want to go and sign up for Arcade City, just go to arcade.freetalklive.com for a driver. If you want to ride with Arcade City, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You will have to be patient, though, before we can get you on. We've got a lot of interesting people here in the studio with us live from the Liberty Forum, the 2016 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum here in Manchester, New Hampshire, right in the heart of downtown at the Radisson Hotel. We're going to continue with our special guest, Christopher David. But first, Daryl, tell me something.
I have been using Super Beets to help maintain my heart health. It's a superfood powder that I mix in with a smoothie, and it has absolutely no discernible taste. Generally, beets taste disgusting. Super Beets has absolutely no taste. And Super Beets are amazing. They're a all-natural dietary nitrate in the Super Beet, and it's sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure completely naturally. And in addition, I feel a boost of energy in about 20 minutes. And if you try Super Beets and you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You can get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll also get nitric oxide indicator strips. And feel free to use those before and after drinking the Super Beets so that you can see that it's working in your body. And you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. That's 800-951-8940 or ftlbeats.com.
So Arcade City has officially launched. The app is available, but you do have to go directly to the Arcade City website in order to download it, which, as I say, you can go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com if you would like to ride with Arcade City, the new, more decentralized ride-sharing app that is eventually, the vision is to make it much larger than just ride-sharing, maybe delivery of items or perhaps, you know, I guess a word is you might be teaming up with Cell 411, which is very, very exciting. We talked to Virgil Viduva about that last night. So there's a lot of opportunities in the future. But right now, you're loaded with work, Christopher David, from Arcade City. I mean, were you sitting over there on your laptop earlier just approving new drivers? Because it's like you just said you had 1,000 new drivers sign up within the last, what, 48 hours or something like that?
Yes, and I wasn't approving drivers. We've got actually a lot of processes nicely delegated out in the past couple of days. I've actually got 10 hours of sleep last night because we've got this organizational model called Swarmwise that we learned about in this book by the founder of the Swedish Pirate Party, Rick Falkvinge. Amazing playbook, and
I've been reading it. I've gotten through the first 3 chapters, I think, at this point, and it's an interesting book. This is basically, and it's funny reading it. It's like, oh yeah, Chris is doing that, and this is Arcade City, and it kind of explains what's going on. Can you, as briefly as possible, encapsulate the for our listeners what the idea of Swarmwise is? Why is it different, let's say, than the traditional organizational structures that you find in businesses so commonly, say, the top-down management style?
I think for this audience, the clearest example is going to be comparing Ron Paul 2008 to Rand Paul 2016. Ron Paul 2008 had a lot of spontaneous, bottom-up innovation. It was not centrally controlled. People were free and felt free and were specifically encouraged by Ron Paul to do whatever the heck they wanted, to change the brand, organize, do sine waves, do whatever you want.
The whole Lovolution brand wasn't even created by Ron Paul.
Yeah,
the logo. Right. The whole thing.
Yeah. And, you know, in my view, and I wrote a whole article about this, in my view, that began to decline once the consultants started seeing dollar signs with these money bombs flying around. And it was a downhill. The downhill began even before Rand. It began when some of these top-down control mongers started coming in and putting a lid on these grassroots people. So, you know, to be able to, you know, see in Swarmwise, hey, here's actually an organizational model that can be replicated across really any type of large-scale organizational effort, and to be able to think through how to apply that, oh my God, this model actually would work in building a rideshare company. So we're kind of going crazy with that. We had, you know, 50 regional groups create Facebook groups and be promoting. You know, we have a budget of nothing, and we have all this activity going on. It's amazing.
And that's because people are super interested in this. And one of the reasons why is Uber and Lyft have not really been too satisfying to the people who've been working as contractors and driving for them. They've been upset over a variety of things. Most recently, Uber and Lyft both cut their rates for the wintertime. And you know, they're arguing that that's a good thing because it'll mean more rides. But the drivers are saying it feels like they're getting screwed because now they have to take more rides in order to make the same amount of money, if that's even a possibility. What are some of the objections? Why are drivers, you know, what are they saying as far as why they want to leave Uber and Lyft, who've been around and are established in the industry?
Well, they're kicked around. They're not treated like people. They're treated like bits on the other end of an equation who, if it's not making corporate enough money, they're going to slash the rates. And to treat people like just overnight with no warning, you're going to decimate their take-home pay by up to 40%, and you're not going to warn them, like, you know, there's no doubt. I don't blame people at all for, like, protesting in the streets about this. So you know, that points to what I've called the Achilles heel of Uber and Lyft, and that is their centralized management of pricing.
Mm.
And I've read enough von Mises to know the failures of central planning, and that applies to a major corporation just as much as it does to a government. And hey, maybe we can come up with a model where we can decentralize that pricing decision down to the level of the rider and the driver, let people make up their own fares, pay what they think is fair, let them work it out, and that will actually allow people to create for themselves a sustainable, recurring customer base, which Uber does not want you to create. Uber wants a race to the bottom. They're fine with a super high turnover in drivers because they want to replace all these drivers with self-driving cars. We actually care about creating actual peer-to-peer human relationships and connections between people and let them work it out between themselves.
Wouldn't self-driving cars then make Uber a taxi company, something that they claim that they are not?
Uber is, they have in mind all sorts of other secondary revenue models. Their CEO has stated that their vision is, if we can get you a car in 5 minutes, we can get you anything in 5 minutes. So they want to do these deals with, like, food delivery. They have all these ideas for other services that they want to use that logistics network to deliver. And my argument is that, look, if we just kind of, like, really decentralize this out, we can do the same kind of thing, but not, you know, need to necessarily whore ourselves out to the robot overlords.
If you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-453. Christopher David is with us from Arcade City. There's a lot going on, and it's all happening very fast. It must be a real challenge to keep up with this, Chris. How do you handle the, you know, it's a part of the swarmwise thing is you don't have to handle everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're still loaded with work, but...
Yeah. I'm at the point now where, like, when I try and wrap my head around, like, everything that's going on, I find myself, like, literally going crazy. So I'm like, okay, I just need to tell myself, like, no, it's okay. Like, those people have it handled. That region has it handled. Like, I need to go hands off. And they'll either figure it out or they won't. But, you know, there's that kind of spontaneous learning that happens in decentralized organizations.
And, of course, decentralized organizations can respond quicker. They don't have to go to a board of directors and, you know, consult the investors and so on and so forth in order to make a change to their business structure. So you guys are going to be more nimble than Uber and Lyft. And as you said, you're decentralizing the control over price, which is probably the most important factor in whether or not someone's going to take a ride somewhere. You've decentralized that down to the driver. And further, you're also decentralizing kind of the organization of Arcade City. And what I mean by that is, like, the Midland, Texas people are saying, well, you know, what do we do about this city government that is going to, they're saying they want to crack down, or they want us to obey, they want us to jump through their hoops. And, of course, they're going to come to you. Midland, Texas is going to try to find out who's in charge of Arcade City. And even though you're not really telling anyone what to do, you're kind of the big name associated with Arcade City. They're going to come to you, and so I'm wondering, what will your response be? If you can stick around to tell us about it, we'll keep you on for another segment.
Yeah.
Your time. Chris David's with us here, and maybe you've got a question about Arcade City. Well, we'll take your calls for him at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What are you going to do when the city of Midland comes calling and says, yeah, we've determined you're operating within the city of Midland, and we're going to need $3,000 from you, as well as jumping through all of these arbitrary hoops. So what will Chris David say, if anything, to those bureaucrats at the time? It's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-453. If you've got a question for Christopher David from Arcade City, formerly of Free Uber and also the man who's going to be facing down, not prison anymore, because they've dropped the felony wiretapping charges to a misdemeanor wiretapping charge, but still, nonetheless, facing down that situation. And I know that you were saying, I think it was on the Rebel Love Show this week, or last week, whenever it was you were on just recently, Chris, that you would prefer that that situation just go away. But, unfortunately, it probably won't unless you take a plea deal, and it doesn't sound like you're planning on doing that, right?
I don't have any intention of pleading guilty to anything. I don't think I did anything wrong, so no.
And there's also a wiretapping law that is in play right now, or a change to the wiretapping laws here in New Hampshire, and I was in there testifying about that the other day. I brought your story up briefly to the panel. You know, these government bureaucrats, they have no idea the way their laws are being enforced, and I think it's important to make it as real for them as possible, and I think your case is going to get publicity. It's going to get, you know, covered in the newspapers in New Hampshire, and it's going to bring the wiretapping law to the forefront for more discussion, which is much needed. And New Hampshire is, while it is one of the freest places in the United States, arguably the freest of all the 50 states, there are still some serious problems here, and one of those problems is the terrible wiretapping statute. So, Chris, thank you for continuing to stand strong on that one, which I'm sure it's always stressful to have the specter of jail hanging over your head. I've been there a few times. Having that situation, it makes you not really want to do anything in some cases. Like, oh, do I really want to spend all this time and effort building this business when I could be put in a jail cell later on this year or whatever? But you are going full steam ahead with Arcade City nonetheless, this new decentralized ride-sharing app that has the intention of basically destroying the business model of Uber and Lyft. And so we were talking about what's happening in, I believe it was Texas, right?
Midland, Texas.
Yeah, Midland, Texas, where the city there had kicked, well, they didn't kick Uber out, but they basically made these regulatory schemes that Uber said, screw this, we're out of here. And so the Uber drivers have now signed on to Arcade City. They're like, well, we want to keep giving people rides. We like what we're doing here. It's a good business. You know, you get to connect with people, and I'm an Uber driver here in New Hampshire, as you were previously, Chris, and it's fun. It's fun to meet new people and, you know, take them places and talk to them about stuff. And so they want to keep doing it, so they are, and now the city's getting mad, and they're saying, well, we know this Arcade City's here because you've been getting news coverage, and we've got all these rules that say that you're a transportation network company, and or a transportation network something or other. This is the legalese term that they've come up with to describe the idea of Uber or Lyft. Of course, Arcade City is not the exact same idea. What happens when the bureaucrats or the town government comes to you, or the city in this case of Midland, calls you up and says, this is the attorney for the city of Midland, and we'd really like you to come into compliance here, Chris. Looks like you've got some operators in the city of Midland, and we're going to need $3,000. We're going to need a list of all the operators. We're going to need background check info. We're going to need a drug and alcohol policy that you have on file. What are you going to tell these bureaucrats?
I'm going to say, look, I completely understand that you have a law on the books that has you want to regulate transportation network companies, but Arcade City is not a transportation network company, and I'll get into the weeds of why we're not. The whole concept of the TNC was written by Uber. Uber, that law in Midland, followed kind of a similar trajectory in Portsmouth and elsewhere, where Uber basically helped write the law. The council initially wanted Uber to be there, kind of, you know, like in Portsmouth, you have, well, we want Uber to be here, but we need them to do X, Y, and Z to kind of make us happy and give us this and this and this and then this and all this other, like, you know, kind of bureaucratic red tape and the city gets its cut type thing. So 90% of the ordinance on the books in Midland is what Uber wrote, but then Midland added in this thing about how they wanted Uber to submit a list of their drivers every month. And Uber was like, we're not doing that. That's our company secret. We're, you know, goodbye.
A list of drivers every month?
Every single month, new list of drivers.
That way the city can do more background checks and things like
that.
Yeah,
something like that. And so...
And they want each driver, I believe, to pay them $25 as well, if I'm not mistaken.
And also... It also has that mandatory minimum insurance coverage of $1 million, which is Uber's kind of trademark at setting the bar super high of you know, this market standard for insurance coverage is $300,000. So basically, Uber wrote this legislation. It's the same legislation they've been passing around the country, which is intended to keep smaller competitors like Arcade City priced out of the market. And so when we come up against that kind of regulation, it's going to be like, well, look, we're actually taking a legal form that has us not – fit that definition at all. Here in New Hampshire, we're having some of our drivers register as livery vehicles, as commercially insured vehicles, and then we can operate freely like that, have that kind of tier, and then kind of more of the rebel, like, peer-to-peer tier. But we are not a TNC under the way that Midland has defined it. It requiring, you know, compensation rides in advance and all this stuff. Like, we don't fit that definition. So the press coverage recently about how, like, they're demanding that the app register with the city. An app cannot attain sentience and register with the city. It's a batch of code, and don't ascribe that to me just because I happen to, like, put an app that someone happens to use to provide service in a local area. That's between you and the drivers. Mm-hmm. And we're actually freeing those drivers to come to whatever negotiation they want with the city. Look, maybe those drivers want to go into the city and say, hey, look, we would like to register with you. That's completely fine if a city wants to do that. Cities in Keene, you guys might want to say, you know what, screw you, we're just going to do this all completely peer-to-peer, and that's fine. We're not going to be centrally mandating that. We're hands-off. We're just, it's an app that you just happen to be using. You're taking responsibility. Don't try and point the finger at us, drivers or the government. You know, I'm just a dude.
And my understanding of one of the parts of the definition of transportation network company in Midland, Texas, is that you have to be able to, like, you know, hail the cab instantly. And Arcade City right now does not allow that. You have to schedule the ride.
Right.
So you can't say, I want to ride right now. You can say, I want to ride in 20 minutes.
Arcade City is a combination of and kind of straddling these different kinds of business models, partly because that works for us and partly because that's going to allow us the flexibility to bend one way or the other depending on the locality. And so, you know, if we need to, you know, do a left hook, we will, or a right hook, we will, but we're not going to be pinned down by any of these bureaucrats.
I'm excited about it. I've been running ads for Arcade City on Free Talk Live and LRN.FM and People have been signing up as a result of it because they're ready for something new. Uber has run its course. They did a valuable service, no doubt, of decentralizing the existing cab industry. And I got to give them kudos for taking on the state in so many different ways. I mean, I still think that what they've done there is very, very valuable. But obviously, the drivers are ready to move on. The passengers are more than happy. They just want to get good service. Passenger doesn't care what service they use. They just want to connect with the driver who's going to take them somewhere, get them there safely, and get them there affordably. Right now, Arcade City is a pay-as-you-feel kind of method. There's not a current mechanism for a driver to set a rate. Isn't that right?
Some drivers actually run a taximeter separately, and they list that on their driver profile. So when you...
Like a different program. That they
When you schedule a ride, you'll have an option to look through the different drivers, some of which will be only giving free or donation rides, some of which will have rates. It's all completely transparent. You can choose which rate you want. Yeah, it's up to you.
I think that's incredible, and I think that's going to bring an interesting level of competition, because even though the drivers are kind of working together to promote Arcade City, they're also sort of competing against one another to some extent on rates. So it's going to help drive the rate and keep the rates down for getting from point A to point B, and there's so many different exciting things that you've got planned for the future. Speaking of the numbers, one of the big differences between Arcade City and, say, Uber or Lyft is Uber and Lyft, when I started, which was only in November, we're taking 20% of the, you know, every dollar that comes in. Then, like a month later, they sent out a notice to all the New Hampshire drivers saying, oh yeah, if you're a new driver as of the last week, we're going to start taking 25%. So they jacked up the amount of money that they're taking. They sort of grandfathered in the older drivers, but how long that'll last for, I don't know. I suspect, you know, they're probably not obligated to keep that rate. So they've screwed their drivers even further in that particular case. And Arcade City allows, as you say, each driver to set their own rate, but also you can collect in whatever ways you want. So if a driver wants to take Bitcoin rides, they can do that. If a driver has a Square service credit card swiper thing, they can do that. If they want to take cash, they can do that. They can take whatever kind of currency that they want to. A bag of weed, you know, they could do that too. And so that's
everything is better with a bag of weed.
So that's a big, big difference there. How in the hell is Arcade City going to make any money?
We have two payment methods or two types of rides. One is the Rebel ride or the Friend ride. That's completely peer-to-peer. People mm-hmm. can transact in whatever they want. We don't care. We're not going to know about it. We don't take a cut. That's
fine. You got nothing.
But if you want to use, you know, payment through the app, like a lot of customers just expect to be able to hook up their credit card and have
right.
payments
like
through
Uber.
The app, we're going to take 10% of that, which is... obviously way
totally reasonable, because you've got to build in the credit card fee in there, and then there's a little bit of money that you're paying out for referrals. And Chris David, man, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank
and
you.
Taking a good chunk of your night here to talk about Arcade City. We'll continue, I'm sure, to interview you in the future as things develop, because this Midland, Texas situation isn't going to be the only government that is not happy no. about Arcade City. So go to arcaderide.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.